You're listening to a message from The Gathering. Check us out on Facebook or our website at peopleintheircity.com. Now, prepare your heart for God to speak something powerful into your life.
All right. Hey, turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. We are continuing our summer series, but nobody ever talked to me about... Come on, we're going to talk about some big life topics in this series from a different perspective than most people are talking about them. We're going to talk about them from God's perspective. We're going to see what He has to say. And friends, much of what God says runs so counter to what our culture says. And therefore, it's often counter to the way we've been raised, to the things that we've been taught, and oftentimes how we are currently living our lives. Many of us in this series, we will hear things and we will say, wow, nobody ever talked to me about that before. I had no idea that there was a better way for me to live. And so for the past 2 weeks, I've started the messages like this. I've been asking this question. Have you ever had those moments in life where somebody gives you a task or an assignment and they say, hey, I need you to go get this done and here's how you do it, like this, and like this right here. And then you go off and you start working on it, but pretty soon you're getting frustrated. You can't figure it out. You can't get this thing done. And so you go back and you say, hey, I can't figure this thing out. Can you help me? What do I need to be doing? And they might say something like, well, did you try this? And did you try this? Or what about this right here? And that's when you say, no. Because you never told me to do that. We never talked about that before. Have you had some moments like that in your life? Anybody? Come on. Have you had this moment right here, though, where you go back and you say, no, we never talked about that. You never told me about that. But then they say, oh, yes, I did. I told you right here, and right here. It just turns out you weren't listening. Come on. Have you had those moments? Yeah, some of you are playing it cool. Have you ever been a human being before? Yeah, come on. You've had those moments before, right? Absolutely. But let me just check with this. I'll just check with the wives. Your husbands have never, ever done that before, have they? Yeah, please just smile and nod and be polite to us and say we're doing a good job. Yeah, I'll confess, in the 11 years that Rachel and I have been married, I've maybe not listened to her fully like 2 or 3 times. I'm kidding. I'm pretty bad at this. Actually, just the other night, our family was going on a family walk with the dog, and I had been outside pulling weeds out of this brick sidewalk that we have, and the boys were outside with me, and then Rachel came outside with the dog, and she locked the door behind her. But that's when she realized that we didn't have the plastic bag with us. You know, the plastic bag that you take on the walk with the dog to pick up the dog poop? Because we're good citizens like that. Yeah, so we didn't have that with us. But actually, let me just give you some advice, okay? This is a handy tip right here. If you're dealing with any pride issues in your life, here's what I would suggest. Get yourself a dog and walk around behind it with a poop bag in public. That will take you down a peg or two. I know from experience, okay? But so I offered in that moment, I said, well, let me just go back inside. I'll get the plastic bag. I need to wash my hands anyway. And so I started going back inside. And as I was going back inside, she said, don't forget the plastic bag. And I didn't turn around and say anything to her, but I was just thinking, I was like, yeah, that's literally why I'm going inside to wash my hands and get the plastic bag. The problem is, though, that I'm a bit of a daydreamer. And I just get these thoughts running through my head, and I can quickly get diverted by my own brain. But so I went inside, and I washed my hands, you know, and I came back outside. And when I got back outside, Rachel was just staring at me. And she said, honey, the plastic bag. And I looked at my hands like this, and sure enough, it wasn't there. And that's when I said to myself, I was like, yep, this seems about right. Yep. Okay, she told me to get the plastic bag. All right, she told me in advance. I can't say, or I can't deny that she told me that, but for whatever reason, I didn't listen very well. I got distracted in the moment, and I didn't do what she told me to do. Have you had those moments in life? What about this? Have you had those moments with God? You're playing it too cool. Again, are you a human being? Yeah, then you've had these moments, right? Okay, well, friends, here's our topic for today that nobody's talking about anymore. Listening. Listening. Now, I'm not saying that nobody's talking about this anymore. Moms and dads are talking about this with their kids every day all over the planet, are they not? Yeah, well, there's never a day that goes by where we're not having a conversation with at least one of our boys about listening. Husbands and wives and marriage counselors are talking about this very topic all over the planet every day too, right? Listening's a big deal, but here's what I'm saying. We've got this attitude today that we don't need to listen to anybody. It's essentially become the American way. We say, I'm an adult. I don't have to do what anybody else says. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do me. Culture tells us, just do what you want to do. Be independent. It gets us to think that we don't need any help, that we can figure it out on our own, that we know what's best, that we really don't need God, especially just for day-to-day living, that we don't need leaders, that we don't need accountability, that we don't need wise counsel and advice. And so take my advice right now. Listen to what I'm about to say. That line of thinking, that way of living is so counter to what God says about human beings. I wonder, as the creator of human beings, do you think that God might know best what it is that we need? Do you think he has the best understanding of what we really need? Church, do you realize that God has all of the understanding? He has all of the vital information. He knows everything that we need so that life can go well for us. And not only does he know it, he's already told you. He's already told you and me right here. And here's why. Because he cares deeply about you. And therefore, he cares deeply about how you live your life. But here's what we've been coming to grips with over the past several weeks. Many of us are making current decisions, or we've made decisions in our past that have led to discouragement and disappointment, sometimes anxiety, pain, and regret. But that's not what God wants for you. That's not what he has in mind for you moving forward. He wants you to leave discouragement and disappointment in the dust. He wants for you to know and experience a life of impact, a life of significance, a life of peace and joy and blessings and harvest, where other people get to experience the life of God and the joy and the peace and the blessings and the harvest as well, because of those things that God has poured out in and through you. So far, we have talked about commitment in this series. We've also talked about obedience in this series. And so we've got to talk about listening. Our obedience reveals who or what we're truly committed to, and our ability to listen can determine whether or not we'll actually obey. All right, so with your Bibles open to Mark chapter 4, we're going to pick it up in verse 3. And the plan is to keep referring back to Mark 4 throughout this series. Jesus gives us a parable there. He gives us a spiritual story. He uses natural, everyday things that you and I can understand so that he can teach us some spiritual truth. And so let's look at that once again. But here's what I want us to do today, okay? I want us to pay very close attention to how Jesus starts this story. Then I want us to pay very close attention to what he says in the story. And I want us to take serious notice of how he ends the story. Do you think we can do that? I know we can. I believe in you guys. You guys can do this, all right? Mark 4, we're going to pick it up in verse 3. Watch how he starts this, okay? In fact, what if we all just say this first word of this first verse together, okay? You guys ready? He starts by saying, listen! Now, I yelled it because there's an exclamation point right there. Duh. He's pretty excited about this story he's going to tell, isn't he? Okay, but is it just that he's excited about this story? Or what do you think? What do you think he means when he tells people to listen? I really want you to think about this. What do you think he's really implying when he tells people to listen? What does that word listen really mean? We're going to talk about that in just a moment, okay? But right now, are we capable of doing what Jesus just told us to do? You think we can listen to this story? In fact, here's what I want to do. I want to do something just a little different today, okay? I'm going to actually ask that, I think the next slide doesn't have those scriptures up on it. Yeah, we're going to take the scriptures off the screen, because if you think about it, when Jesus told this story, he didn't have the overhead projector with the scriptures already on it for people to look at and follow along with. You got me? Okay, so what if you just actually... I had you turn to your Bibles because I want us to know and be able to reference back where this story's at. But what if you just even set your Bibles down And what if we just get kind of like Sunday school time, and I'm going to invite you guys just to actually close your eyes and picture this story happening in your mind as I tell it to you. Come on, you think we can do that? Some of you are scared to close your eyes. Don't be scared. Nobody's going to mess with you while your eyes are closed. Don't you fall asleep, though. I got all kinds of tricks up here for people that fall asleep in church. You don't even want to know. All right, you guys ready? Here we go, okay? So he said, listen, and we're going to do it. He says, a farmer went out to plant some seed. Okay, so can you picture in your mind this farmer walking out into a field with a bag of seed? It says, as he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath or a walking path, and the birds came and ate it. Can you see that? See that happening in your mind? Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, good, soft soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. All right, you can open your eyes now. Come on, did you see it? Were you listening well? Did you see this thing play out in your mind? Okay, listen, one more verse. This one's going to come back up on the screen. We got to see this. Verse 9, after he told this story, then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen, there it is again, and understand. Okay, now church, I know we've gone over this story for the past couple of weeks. I know that if you skip down to verse 14, Jesus will explain this story, the spirituality behind it in depth, okay? Do you remember what he tells us? He tells us that the farmer is a disciple. The farmer represents a disciple. The seed is the word of God, and the people who hear the word is the field. It's the field where the seed gets planted. Okay, right, the seed that fell on the footpath, or it's like hard concrete-like soil, that represents those people who hear God's word, but their hearts are too hard to receive it. They don't accept God's word. And then the birds, Jesus said, or rather Satan, comes and steals that word from their lives. He convinces them that they don't need God's word, okay? The shallow rocky soil represents people who hear the word and they receive it with joy, but as soon as they face problems in life, they give up. They stop following Jesus. The seed that fell among the thorns represents those people who hear the word, but it gets choked out of their lives by worries, by the pursuit of money, by Jesus just says very profoundly, he just says, by just other things, by just the other things that we pursue in life, things that really have no eternal value, but we think they're important in the moment. But finally, the seed that fell on fertile soil represents those who hear and accept God's word. They receive it. They obey it. We saw this last week. They take it on. They call it their own. They reprioritize their lives around what God is saying. And those people end up producing a harvest of 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been produced. Let's just be very clear about that. The word of God spreads through their lives. These folks live the life of impact and significance. They experience the peace and the blessings and the joy and the harvest through them. Many, many, many more lives are drawn into the kingdom of God. A massive amount of eternities are changed forever. A multiplication of disciples takes place. Okay, listen, that's what this story means. That's what this story is about. At the core of this thing, please follow me. Here's what Jesus is telling us. He's actually telling us a story about the human heart. He's telling us a story about various conditions of the human heart, and most importantly, the condition that our hearts have to be in if we're going to actually have any chance of receiving the word of God and living this life of impact, living this fruitful life, okay? Would you agree with that? This is about the human heart, okay? And so we talked about that in depth over the past couple of weeks and how this applies to our lives. Here's a new question, though. Why is Jesus telling us this story? Why is he taking the time to teach people this? And why does he bookend this story with the call to listen on both ends of it? Listen and understand. He says, okay, here's why. It's really simple. I'm not looking for anything profound this morning, okay? Why does Jesus tell us this story? Why does he say listen? Because friends, he wants everybody to know what condition our hearts have to be in order for us to be able to receive God's word. He wants you to know what condition your heart needs to be in so that you can actually receive his word and live the life that he wants everybody to live. He wants you to be aware of what condition your heart must be in so that you can live the life of impact and significance. Friends, God isn't keeping it a secret from us. He's telling us, God is saying, I want all of you to live this life of impact, to live this life of significance and peace and joy and blessings and harvest. And here's how. Let me tell you, he says, your heart has to be like fertile soil so that you can actually receive my word. So here's the call he gave to everybody who was within earshot of him back when he told this story. It's the same call he gives to all of us today who are listening to this story. He says, listen. Listen up. I'm about to give you the keys right here. You've got to hear this. It's the only way you can get this vital information that you need to know. I'm not keeping it a secret. Pay close attention to what I'm going to tell you. I'm giving you the key to a life of impact and significance right here. And then at the end, he makes this incredible statement in verse 9. He says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone with ears to hear. You see that statement? Anyone with ears to hear. Can you see what this statement is then implying? It's implying that there are some people who have the ability to hear, and then there are others who don't. Okay, let's just be clear though. Is he talking about the physical ability to hear? No, come on. He just gave us a spiritual story, right? So he's referring to the spiritual ability to hear and understand. He's saying anybody who has ears to hear like that should listen and they should be able to understand. Now, okay, you guys are a smart bunch of people, right? Thank you. Yeah, I know you guys are. You guys are the best. Okay, so what do you think though? Based on everything we've been seeing in this series so far, based on everything we've just seen today, would you agree that having the ability to hear spiritually is something you really, really, really want to be able to do in life? Some of you are just, you're not as smart as I thought you were. Come on. Or maybe you're just not listening to the message that's all about listening. Come on. We need to be able to hear spiritually, don't we? It's vital, right? So if having the ability to hear spiritually is vital, what's it then take to have this ability, okay? And what does listening truly mean? I've got a few points for us just here in just a moment, but let me explain what listening means from a biblical perspective, okay? Church, I did some more of that fancy pastor work this week. Yeah, just for you, okay? I looked this word up in the Greek, that word listen. You guys don't seem impressed at all. You're like, you should be doing that every week anyway. I looked this word up in the Greek, okay? Check this out. That word listen is the Greek word akoua. Okay, it's where we actually get our English word acoustics. However, okay, there's so much meaning to this word. It doesn't mean just to hear something, okay? The simplest definition of this word is to comprehend or to understand by hearing, okay? That's the simplest definition, but it goes so much deeper than that. Listen, you could use this Greek word akoua. You could say to somebody, akoua, and here's what you could mean. You could mean be taught. Allow yourself to be taught by, get this, by God's inward communication. It goes even deeper than that, okay? Allow yourself to be taught. Allow yourself to hear God's voice, which births faith from within. Jesus is given the call to listen. He's saying, allow yourself to be taught. Allow yourself to hear God's voice, which births faith from within. Okay, do you realize what we say together each and every Sunday at the end of the message here at the gathering? I say this almost each and every Sunday at the end of the message. I say, what's the Holy Spirit saying to you? What's the inward voice of God saying to you? What is he telling you to do? What is he trying to teach you? How's he moving in you? What faith is he trying to birth inside of your life? Which then begs the question, are you listening? Are you listening to his voice? And so you need to understand, spiritual listening doesn't just happen with your ears, okay? It's not just a physical thing. Yes, God will speak to you in lots of ways through your ears. He'll speak to you through the word being preached to you, like we're doing right now. We gotta have the word preached to us on a regular basis, okay? You can be listening to worship music and God will speak to you. You can seek wise counsel from somebody who loves Jesus and they can speak to you. God can speak to you through that. I've even heard of people that have heard the audible voice of God, okay? God will speak to you through your ears, but friends, spiritual listening is so much more than that. In fact, I'll say it this way. Spiritual listening is an experience. Spiritual listening is an encounter with God. It can use all of your senses. You can hear God with your eyes as you read his word. You can feel the presence of God in a time of worship, for example, and all of a sudden you kind of wake up. And you notice, man, I think God's here. You can sense him stirring your heart and you tune in to what it is that he's doing. Spiritual listening is a spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental encounter with God. Above all, it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. And yet, okay, we are all spiritual beings. Yet there are many people who still aren't able to hear spiritually from God. Why is that? Okay, listen, here's the good news though. You can. Okay, maybe you feel like I don't hear from God very well. You can. Okay, in fact, I want to help all of us understand how we can listen better, okay? So what's listening all about? I got three quick points for us this morning, okay? Here's the first one. Listening implies a want. Real listening implies that there's a want inside of you, okay? Let me make a statement and I'll explain it further. If you are going to truly hear from God, you have to want to listen. You following me? Come on. You have to want to hear what he has to say. Now, am I saying that God is incapable of speaking to people who do not want to hear his voice? No. I imagine that if there are people that don't want to listen to him, but God can make his voice the loudest voice in the universe if he really wants to, right? I mean, he can make sure people hear his voice, okay? But just because we might hear him speak, it doesn't automatically mean that we want to listen to what he has to say. We're tracking this morning, right? Come on, moms and dads, come on. Is this not your life with your kids? I mean, you can sit down and you can explain to them why they're not allowed to watch that certain show on Netflix or why they're not allowed to stay up past a certain point. You name it. But just because you tell them, it doesn't automatically mean they want to hear what you have to say. And so you might have to have that conversation 50 times because they're just not listening. Friends, if you want to hear what God has to say, then you have to want to hear what God has to say. Let me say it this way. You have to open your heart to him. Or as we just saw in Mark chapter 4, you have to allow your heart to be fertile enough, soft enough, tilled up at least just a tiny bit to receive or allow God's word to get into you, which leads to my second point, okay? Number two, listening implies that you're submitted to authority. Real spiritual listening implies that you are submitted to authority. Okay, that's a fairly big statement. Let me make it simple. If you are going to listen to God, you need to recognize the fact that he is God and you are not. Come on, you need to recognize the fact that what he says matters the most. He created you. You didn't create yourself. Isaiah, the prophet, he says it this way. He's the potter. We're the clay, which gives him the right to speak to us, which gives him even the right to tell us what to do. Look, even if you're brand new to Jesus or you don't know Jesus, but you're trying to discover if Jesus is real, okay, you at least have to position your heart or allow your heart to be open enough or fertile enough to say, look, I'm not sure if Jesus is real or not. I'm not sure if God is real or if Jesus is God, but I want to find out. And if he is real, if Jesus is God, I want to hear what he has to say. Because friends, the opposite, the person or the people who can't hear God, can't hear what he has to say, that's the person who has closed off their heart to God. They have walls up. It's that concrete heart. And they say, I refuse to believe there is a God, or simply, I don't care if there is a God. I'm not doing things his way. I'm doing them my way. Which is the opposite of submission. Come on, that's rebellion. If you are going to be able to spiritually listen, you have to recognize that there is a higher authority. His name is Jesus, and he has everything that you need to hear. But check this out, okay? Parents, oftentimes our kids don't listen to what we're saying, right? But then sometimes they do. And I know you've had this experience. Sometimes it just doesn't take that much. Sometimes it's simply they actually listen because mom and dad said so. Right? We got this neighbor kid who's just awesome. He's been hanging out with our boys so far this summer. We just love him. We have welcomed him into our family. And so I came in the house the other day, though, and my oldest son and the neighbor kid, everybody was playing hide and seek in our house. But when I got into me and Rachel's bedroom, my oldest son and the neighbor kid were hiding in our bedroom. And we're just not that into having other kids in our bedroom. Am I right? I'm not just not that into having my own kids in my bedroom all the time. Am I right? Come on. And so I just gently pulled my son aside, though, and I just said, hey, you guys, you're not allowed to play in here, okay? You're not going to be allowed to play hide and seek in here. And I love what happened next. My son just said, okay. And then he walked over to his friend and he said, my dad says we're not allowed to play in here. And his friend goes, okay. No questions asked. There was no, but why? None of that stuff. All right, here's all it was. My dad's in charge. He said we're not going to do this, so we're not going to do this. I'm not in charge, and I'm cool with that. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, right? You want to be able to hear God? How willing are you to submit to him? Okay, and now listen, because this is where this could potentially get just a tiny bit complicated for some of us. There's something that might give us a little pause, but it really doesn't have to, okay? God makes it clear in his word that you can only truly hear him, that you can only truly submit to him. You can only truly call Jesus Lord and mean it and want to submit to him if the Holy Spirit is helping you do that. You on your own have no ability to recognize that God is God. On your own, you have no ability to come to him. It takes the Holy Spirit working in our lives and even tilling up the soil of our hearts, even just a little bit, to where we might want to say, man, is God real? And then you discover, yeah, he is. And then you begin to allow the word of him, the word of God into your life, and you begin to live that life of significance and life of impact. But without the Holy Spirit's help, you won't be able to hear from him. And yet, we will all still be held accountable before him one day for all of the things that we heard yet didn't listen to. So you say, well, that doesn't seem fair. Nothing fair is about that. Okay, listen to me. Can I encourage you this morning? Here's the good news for you. You wouldn't be here this morning if the Holy Spirit wasn't drawing you to God. You wouldn't have put yourself in the presence of God this morning if he wasn't doing something to draw your heart closer to his, if he wasn't tilling something up. Can I just give you some help this morning? Get over yourself. Come on, we are not good enough on our own to come to Jesus. We need God's help. But I'm telling you, there's no way you showed up here this morning on your own, okay? You think you set that alarm? Uh-uh. Holy Spirit's working in your life. He is drawing you closer to God. He's trying to get you to a place, even if you're brand new to Jesus, he's trying to get you to a place where you can discover, yes, God is real. Yes, your heart can be open to receiving what God has for you. And yes, you can live that life of impact and significance that God has for you. The Holy Spirit isn't holding out on you or anyone else. You have no excuse. excuse. He's doing his part, but you still have to do yours. Which leads me to my last point. Listening implies obedience. Listening implies obedience. Okay, once again, let's take our kids for example. And I keep using our kids because it's really the perfect analogy because we are designed to be God's kids, all of us, right? Okay, but so moms and dads, or maybe just anybody who's ever been a kid. So that's everybody, okay? Okay, when your mom and dad said to you, hey, do this right here. Or when they said something to you like this, like, you need to listen to what I'm telling you. What were they essentially saying? You need to obey me. You need to obey what I am telling you. Check this out. This is Jesus. He says in Luke 6:46, he says, so why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you won't do what I say? He says, you're not listening. He says, you're just going through the motions. You don't really want what I want for you. You're not really submitted. And you're not willing to obey. I'm really not your Lord. You're still your Lord. You're calling them the shots. You're still in charge. Watch this. We talked about this one last week. John 14:6. Jesus says, if you love me, obey my commandments. Friends, it all goes back to the condition of our hearts. Listening implies you want to hear from God. Listening implies that you understand that you're submitted to his authority, that he is your Lord. And so therefore, true spiritual listening implies that you're going to do what he says. You're going to obey even when you don't feel like it, even when it goes against those current decisions that you've been making, especially when it goes against those current decisions you've been making, even when it means you have to change, even when other people aren't doing the right thing, especially when other people aren't doing the right thing, even when it means you might have to dig deep and get to the root of that pain and regret that's causing that current breakdown in your life. Spiritual listening truly happens when we trust in, commit to, and rely upon Jesus. And so let me give you a heads up this morning. We can all choose at any given moment to not listen to God and therefore start a process in our lives where the soil of our hearts begins to get harder. Check this out. One more scripture, Matthew 13:15. Jesus is going to talk to us about a whole bunch of people who have no ability to hear him. Watch this. He says, for the hearts of these people are hardened and their ears cannot hear. Here's why. Watch this. And they have closed their eyes. Do you see that? Who closed their eyes? Did God close their eyes? They closed their eyes. They closed their own eyes, so their eyes cannot see. Their spiritual eyes, and then watch what happens as a result. Watch this. And their ears cannot hear, and then this is devastating. And their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. Friends, you need to be aware. We are all just one choice away from having our hearts become harder soil. It's the choice we make when we choose not to listen to God. Every time God speaks to us, we have a choice. Will we listen? Will we want what he wants? Will we submit to him? Will we obey and do what he tells us to do? Or will we say no, put up walls, refuse to hear his voice, and harden our hearts? Friends, with so much grace today, what is keeping you from listening to God? What choice have you been making that's keeping you from listening? What's choking out your ability to hear from him? What's keeping you from wanting to listen to what he has to say? What's keeping you unsubmitted to his authority? What's keeping you from listening and obeying? In what ways in the past have you told God no? Really, just stop and think about that for a moment. How have you told God no in the past? What about this? What other voices are you currently listening to that isn't God's voice? What voices are you allowing into your life that you're allowing to be louder than God's voice? What ways are you currently living that you know This goes against what God would have me do? This goes against the way that God would have me live. Maybe it's that relationship you keep going back to. Maybe it's that unforgiveness you just refuse to let go of. With grace, maybe it's that sin that you just enjoy too much. Maybe it's very simply that unwillingness to commit yourself to reading God's word so that you can actually hear what he has to say to you on a regular basis. Friends, if we continue, I'm going to speak for all of us, if we continue in our hard-heartedness, please hear me, our hearts only get harder, we cut off our ability to hear from God even more, and we run the risk of something just terrible. We run the risk of the day coming where God might actually say, if you're not going to listen to me, if you just keep refusing my voice, if you have made up your mind that you don't want to hear what I have to say, then I'm going to stop talking to you. I'll stop calling you. Church family, that's probably the worst place you can get yourself into in life. And there are eternal consequences for not listening to God. What's keeping you from listening to him today? He's talking. The Holy Spirit is here. It's no accident that you are too. He's drawing you. What needs to change today? What in your heart needs to soften to God? And listen to me. Oftentimes, we aren't able to hear from God because of the sinful choices that we're making, but some people need to hear this morning. Listen to me. Other times, we start to harden our hearts to God because of the sinful choices that others have made toward us. Other people have hurt us. Other people have let us down. We know what real rejection feels like. We know how much it hurts when people leave us when they should be caring about us. We know real hurt from a mom and dad not loving us the way they should. You name it, we experience pain, but then instead of running to the one person, as we just saw, who can take care of the pain, who can heal us, here's what we so often do. We shut down, we put up walls, we harden ourselves as a defense mechanism to try to keep ourselves from getting hurt again. Sometimes Satan even lies to us and convinces us that God's to blame for all of it. You shouldn't run to him when God, in fact, is the one person who can handle it and give you life again. I don't know what you've done. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what's happened to you, but listen to me. God loves you. He is not holding out on you. He wants so much to embrace you. His arms are wide open to you today. He wants you to be close to him, no matter where you've been, no matter what's happened to you. He wants so badly for you to turn to him so that he can heal you. You want to know how I know? Because he told me. He says it right here to you and to me, both of us. This is his word to us. He says it. And so here's what I want you to hear today more than anything, okay? Remember all those different soils that the farmer spread the seed on? Everything from the concrete soil all the way to that fertile ground? I don't want you to think that if you've been hard-hearted, that maybe you feel hard-hearted today, or if your heart has been shallow soil, or if you have been stuck in the thorns, I don't want you to think for a second that you are stuck there forever. You don't have to stay stuck. No, Jesus told you this story so you can listen, because he wants you to understand what your heart has to be like so that you can actually receive his life, receive his word, so that he can heal you and you can have that life of impact and significance. Here's the good news. I said just a minute ago, we're all one choice away from having harder soil in our hearts. Here's the truth. The opposite is true too. We're just one choice away from having softer hearts. You this morning, you are one choice away from having some fertile ground right here that can receive the word of God. I'm going to say it this way. You are one listen away. You are one listen away from having some fertile ground right here that God can begin to work with. I'm telling you. You can say, God, I want to listen. I want to hear what you have to say. I want the life. I want the peace. I want the impact. I want the significance. I want the joy. We all so desperately need that. I walked into a church at the age of 24. I had the concrete heart. But I walked in and I saw all these people around me. They had the impact, the significance, the peace, the joy, the blessings. They were in the midst of harvest. I could see it. And I didn't know where or who they got it from. But listen, even with a concrete heart, here's what I said. I want what they have. You hear that? I started with a want. I want what these people have. And I remember thinking, if it comes from God, I want it from Him. I didn't know for sure, but I made the decision. I said, if this comes from God, I want it from Him. I had a listening encounter with God that day. My heart was hard, but God began to stir me. God began to show me with my eyes something that was going on. I said, I need it. I said, I'm coming back next week. And over the course of that next week, God began to tilt up the soil of my heart until I showed up the next Sunday. I received the word of God and got born again. True life, unexpected life, unexpected joy, unexpected blessings, unexpected peace. And now I get to hang out in the middle of harvest. You can too. God has it for you as well. Maybe you've already given your life to Jesus, but you feel like, man, I just am not hearing from Him very well. Or that pain that was tucked way down is starting to surface right now. And maybe you feel like you're about to shut down and get hard. Don't do it. Don't do it in the name of Jesus. Open your heart up today. Open your heart up to Him and what He would say to you. I'm telling you, listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to that inward voice of God that's talking to you right now, that's trying to build some faith inside of you. You're just one listen away from softer ground. You're just one listen away from some fertile ground and life and healing and harvest that God has for you. Maybe you say, I'm not hearing from God. I can't hear anything. Don't give up. You still have a choice you can make today. Jesus told us what the key is to being able to receive His word and therefore the life He has for us. So here's what you can start to do today. Say, God, I'm not hearing anything, but I want to. You can start praying. God, I want to hear from You. Forgive me for my hard-heartedness. Forgive me for my sins. I want a softer heart. Would You water me, Jesus? Would You come and till up this heart right here, Jesus? Come on, church, that's all of us. We all need softer hearts, don't we? I have a burden for harvest in your life. I've got a burden for harvest in this city. Come on, we need the soil of this city broken up, don't we? It starts with us. We got to listen. It starts with us. What's the Holy Spirit saying to you? And I'm telling you right now, if you're saying, I don't feel anything, start praying. You have a choice to make. God, I really want to hear from You. I really want to receive what You have for me today. Come on, God, we are submitted to You. God, we all need to hear from You. God, we want to hear what You have to say, and come on, we're ready to obey. Are you ready, church? Well, I'm really asking, do you want to be in a place in life where you can just hear from God? Do you want, follow me, do you want to hear from God? Are we willing to submit? And are we willing to obey? Are we ready to listen? I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's pray together. I really believe, just as I've been preparing this message this week, God wants to do breakthrough. God wants there to be breakthrough in a lot of lives today. And listen, that word breakthrough, it's kind of a churchy word that we use, but it's perfect for this. Because I'm telling you, we begin to get the soil of our hearts tilled up. Seeds can actually get inside. And when those seeds sprout, roots go down deep. But here's what happens. This little leaf, oftentimes it's a leaf that breaks through the soil, that pops its head up. It says, here am I, I'm life, I'm living. I'm on my way to fruit. Come on, do you want that life? Do you want that impact, that significance? Do you? I know we do, we want the peace, don't we? We want the joy. Some of us, I know, man, I've got so much grace and my heart breaks for some of us that we are not experiencing joy right now. That's not the life that Jesus has for you. He wants to flood your heart with joy. He wants to flood your heart with peace. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to experience the harvest that He has for you. How do you need to respond to Him today? What's the inward voice of God saying to you right now? What's that thing that you've been ignoring that He's been trying to tell you about? What are the walls that you have put up? What's the hardness that you've been allowing to overtake you lately? You are one listen away from having softer ground, from having that healing touch in your life today. I know it. What's the Holy Spirit saying to you? And will you commit yourself to say, yes, Lord, right now? Maybe you're having trouble hearing. At the very least, can we all, would you pray and say, God, I want to hear from you, and I'm committed to doing what you tell me to do. I'm committed to listening when you speak to me. God, I pray over this wonderful church family. I pray for breakthrough. And Lord, you've given us the key for it. You haven't kept it a secret from us. You've shown us, Lord, that if we will open up our hearts, that if we will go along with what you're doing, Holy Spirit, and say yes and allow you to till up the ground inside of us. God, we just saw a minute ago that our eyes can be open, that our ears can be open, our hearts can turn to you, and you can heal us. You are the healer. I pray there'd be some healing in this place today. I pray there'd be life and plenty of it, new life today. I pray there'd be restoration. I pray it might spark or start in here, that it might sprout in here, but I pray we begin to experience it this afternoon and tomorrow when we wake up and all week long, because Jesus, when you make life, you make the real thing. I pray for breakthrough, that we wouldn't be the same from this moment on. Mom, if you want that, just tell God right now. Tell Him, I want that. I don't want to keep going down this path. I want what you have for me. God can work with that want. Jesus, we trust you that you know how to answer our prayers. We trust you to come and soften our hearts. We trust you to give us the spiritual ability to listen to you and receive the healing and the life and the harvest that you have for us. We pray. We want to see this city reborn, and let it start right here with us. We're listening. We love you, Jesus. We pray all this in your name. And my whole family said, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Please know you're always welcome to worship with us on Sunday mornings. Also, if you would like to give to our ministry, you can go to our website at apeopleinthercity.com. We hope to see you soon, and God bless.